But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled with apostle Epher, Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
Genesis chapter 4 verse 10, very quickly. Genesis chapter 4 verse 10. Who is expectant tonight? Huh? Before we take this flight, Scripture says now faith is the substance of the things that have been hoped for. So if a believer has no hope for anything, faith cannot be commanded. Faith is the substance of what you hoped for. It becomes for you the evidence of the things not seen. But if there was no hope, it is only the expectation of the righteous that will not be cut short. In case you walked into this place without an expectation, you just entered here to just come and see what will happen, I beg you, take 1 minute and develop an expectation quickly. The Bible says they came before him and their faces were enlightened. Expectations. Let's read together. An acaso is projected. 1, 2, go. And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. This is God speaking to Cain now. This is what Cain has done in the canopy of secrecy when nobody saw him, where he believes that no account is on ground for this act that has happened. And now spirits came to assess what has been done. And from the perspective of spirits, they said their ears can hear blood crying. And that the petition of that blood, it is crying for vengeance. He says, the blood of thy brother crieth unto me from the ground. And this will be the first time that human blood has been spilt in the land of the new design. So, aside all the multifaceted dimensions of different creatures that emit sound waves as gestures of worship to Adonai. So if you see the wind hit the face of the leaves and the tree sway itself, it's only us mortals that don't hear the sound of worship, because Psalms said everything that has breath, praise the Lord. The movement of trees, in fact, Jesus pushed it to an extent that he said, if we keep quiet, stones will open their mouth and start worshiping. Every design, everything is emitting a sound wave. It is science that helps you realize that there is a sound around every creature. And we found out, we discovered that blood has an ability to raise petitions. So when Cain killed Abel, thinking he has destroyed the man, unknown to him, what he has done is that the blood of Abel has gone into the court sessions of heaven and began to make appeal against this person. You see, today the things I share, it is going to be for us the basis of very strong deliverance tonight. The reason behind this is there are a lot of afflictions, a lot of challenges, a lot of predicaments that are tied around the spiritual realities of a man's life. For instance, in the Old Covenant, the idea of sacrifice is the business of blood. When a man sins, his penance for his sin and what he brings as a retribution for his sin
is blood. Whether it's the blood of dove or the blood of bull or the blood of lambs, is blood. And before now, if you remember the narrative of Genesis chapter 6, scripture made it clear that the birth of these creatures called giants, the Nephilims, increased wickedness in the earth. And the wickedness in the earth became so much that it displeased the Lord that he made man. So, what it means is, as incense of prayer is rising from the earth, as the immortals are supposed to be hearing petitions, so much wickedness has happened that blood began to bring their own petitions too. So all the people who died by Boko Haram, the unfortunate victims of bandits, everybody who fell from one arm of wickedness or another, the blood is crying for vengeance. And such a cry for vengeance is not a sweet smelling savour to the heavens. So God came to repair something that was wrong. Because for many people, it's not only prayer that is the voice that you are uttering. While you are saying in the name of Jesus, I am blessed, there are altars, there are covenants strengthened by the shedding of blood. And some of this blood were shed unknowingly in the days of ignorance. Do I go ahead to share about people who Satan deceive to carelessly and callously think it's my body? The baby is being formed. You do not know that the first realm of a child before he becomes flesh is already a spirit. And Jeremiah 1:5 is continuing to tell us, as I will always read it out, that before you were formed, I knew you. There was a person with a predefined purpose that wanted to enter time. And because there was some compromise, you were not ready to get married. And the thing happened by mistake. So you went and flushed it. You see that abortion that you did? It's only with humans that you hit something. In the realm that matters, the blood has a voice and it can speak. Blood is like currency in the realm of the spirit. Blood can buy. Blood is like a lawyer in the realm of the spirit. Blood can speak. Blood can take you to court. Blood in the realm of the spirit is like a security man. Blood can defend you. For many of us, we do not understand the mystery of the blood. And that's what I share with us briefly tonight before we engage the communion. The blood. And I will not only dwell upon the sacrifice of the Christ. It will be good we assess and we realize exactly what blood we speak about. Let's begin our journey very quickly. Leviticus chapter 17 verse 11. Scripture began to speak in the book of Leviticus chapter 17 verse 11. He says, the life of the flesh is in the blood. If you can hear me, say amen.
Amen.
Let's read together. I want you to see something very quickly. 1, 2, go. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon what? To make what? For what? Listen. The life of the flesh is inside the blood. And God says, I give you blood as a technology. Blood should respond to altar. He says, I gave it to you upon what? At the altar, number one. Number two, he says, to make atonement for your soul. He went further to say, for it is the blood that maketh atonement for what? The soul. Have you read the scripture that says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die? So death is the allotment for any soul that sins. And any souls that have fallen short of the judgment standard of God and doesn't want to die, he must bring blood as a replacement. I show you the trick how old witches live long and young children die. Every time the cycle of death comes for them again, they present a sacrifice on the altars of atonement. And it is easy for old mama to get up from the sick bed again and for innocent Elizabeth to die in her teens. You are the one saying she died after a brief illness. It was altar and appointment mystery that was happening. Because every time there is a need for these balances to happen, there will be a demand for blood in the altar. And every family represented here, has a history with one altar or another. The problem with blood is that time does not tell blood to keep quiet. If blood was shed 300 years ago, the statement of that blood is still loud. So whether you have packed from the village and five generations have come, the noise of the blood is speaking from a realm that time is not real. So even when Jesus manifested, they were still making reference to the blood of Abel. So they said the blood of Jesus that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Abel is still speaking, but they heard another blood whose petition is not trying to make man guilty. This one, he is begging the Father on our behalf and registering. By the way, atonement is done by blood. So anything is purged by the blood. We are about to enter September. We are about to enter that Mba Moon cycle again. And there will be many nefarious prophecies. People have all kinds of beliefs and orientations. They believe it's a time of massive exit of people from the realm of the living to balance the scale of the immortals. And they believe there will be all kinds of tragedies here and there. And true to such belief, the mortality rate around those time is actually more. And many people actually continue to hope that they will live. So people who are on the sick bed, diagnosed with debilitating diseases, diagnosed with incurable illnesses, if you ask the person will just say, the disease of the Egyptian shall not come near me. You are saying it, but the disease is already in your body. If you can hear me, say amen today. What about people who are shouting, I shall not die but live, to declare the works of the Lord, and the protocol of death has gained expression already? You are seeing strength leaving you minute by minute. Today it is an immortal tool that we hope to explore. Because a man that walk amidst, he does not know how to predict results. The man will just be doing guesswork. And in the spirit realm, you don't have time for guesswork. Because before you get it right, the enemy must have struck. The ability to be accurate is what this teaching brings for us tonight. The ability to know what to invoke when you see a particular enemy coming. The ability to know what to chant in the spirit when you sense the motions of the alien army. When your children are waking you up in the middle of the night and saying, something is pursuing me, I saw something stab me, I died. What weapon would you invoke in such a day? When you close your eyes and sleep and you see people gather in front of your house and they hang your picture in front of the house, people are crying. What about those who have seen themselves in coffin? Why is the spirit of death trying to pre-inform you of his arrival? And every time these spirits are trying to gain expression, every spirit has something it submits to. Mighty on your throne. Say, you reign, you ancient Zion's King. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. So like a rain, death will manifest for many families very soon. Let me share something with us very quickly. The spirit of death is a principal spirit. And one of the characteristics of principal spirits is that they have a will of their own. In the fellowship of principalities, Satan is not their Lord. The only reason why they have to cooperate with Satan is because their enemy is Satan's enemy. So they join hands together to walk. There are other guys that fell down with Satan that were not under Satan. And the nature of their assignment proves that they have stature too. It was never about seniority. It was a corporate hatred for the same enemy. So they have to partner together. If death is under Satan, death should not kill a witch. If death is under Satan, the wicked should not die. But if a herbalist tries to conjure a mystery against a son of light, and by mistake, the son of light invokes the right tool, that spirit comes and take the person who called it in the first place. Have you read the scripture that says, he that diggeth a pit will fall into it? What pit do you think we speak about? The grave. He who summons the spirit of Hades, the Bible says he will fall into it by himself, because that spirit is not really under obeisance to Satan. It is the corporate hatred for God that they both have. So my enemy becomes your enemy. So me and you have to pretend like we are friends momentarily, until this enemy is not in the way. Then we focus that we are not even together in the first place. There is a contention in the kingdom of darkness. Higher demons are bullying smaller demons. There is hatred in that kingdom. So if you peep into the realms of darkness, it's a realm that is clouded with fear. So nobody has confidence. So the protection a herbalist can give you, in case you are in challenge or just complain, then you go. What he gives you as a protection is that he opens the portal of your life open to other bigger and more nefarious spirits. So those spirits comes and bully the smaller spirits that were tormenting you before now. And so momentarily, by the tormenting of those previous spirits that have left, you will think you are healed. You will think you have, but the worst state of that man, the end state is worse than the beginning. Because the new guys that entered, when they start tormenting you too, you will not know what to invoke again to chase these ones out. This is why there is no solution in darkness. Because by every time you seek solution, what you do is that send more wickedness to suppress this lesser wickedness. The reason why the little guys will leave is because they too, they fear who came. And if darkness is fearing who came, why are you not scared of it? You are opening yourself up. They say wake up in the night by 2 a.m. Jump 3 times, rub this powder. All is a gate they are trying to open for somebody else, that if he enters, the previous occupants will run. And when they run, you will think you are healed, until the guy who entered manifests his own fruit. Then you will realize that you would have stayed with what you have before now. I cannot sleep, man of God. What happened? For close to 15 years, a man I cannot close at night. He pays people to hang around him in the night and just be talking. Some people are paid for that job. If his eye ever close, the covenant that binds, the code that sponsors his substance, is that the day this eye close to sleep, he will not wake up in the land of the living again. You call it wealth. You are celebrating the Homer Jeep, the Lexus, the G-Wagon, and this is the price somebody is paying. His eye need to be open in the midnight still, so he needs to be taking some drugs that will keep him perpetually awake. Is that a life you want to live? So they gave you something, but what they took is bigger than what they gave you. Now they gave you money, but there is no ability to enjoy wealth. What is wealth without rest? Not far from your vicinity here, Sabo, story was told me of a man whose coven had a peculiar instruction that you will never build a house of your own. And the wealth was too much. So he didn't know that you cannot cheat spirits. He now gave money to one of his friends and said, build it in your name. It's only humans that you deceive with those things, because it's only humans that are checking the name. In the curriculum of spirits, the truth is bare. And they belt. The spirits left the house to grow until the day they finished the last paint. As they were rubbing it, he collapsed and died. The covenant that binds. And when they finished giving this agreement, the agreement was signed by blood. That is what you call blood money. Blood money was never actually about money turning to blood, or blood rather turning to money. It was a covenant that brings money that is strengthened by blood. All spirits know that once blood is involved, it's a covenant. You know what sex is? Every virgin, hear me, I beg you by God. There is a matrix God put in you that the first penetration that will happen in your life, there will be a shedding of blood. The signal, I'm trying to tell you what blood is to spirits. That blood that has been shed on account of these two meeting together, that blood is the covenant of your marriage. That is the marriage. And that blood makes that marriage stronger than any other church or court wedding you can have. It was a covenant formed upon an altar, and blood created atonement. Somebody saying Jesus. Okay, you did not know what was at stake. I have good news for those who are laughing at the people. In the days of ignorance, God will overlook. And you know what? Because of the boldness of that lady to say hallelujah, we will go further about this matter. So Satan can walk round the clock to make sure he package a candidate of very questionable descent and bring him to your life in a season of unpreparedness, and make that something will lead to another. There was one music that was playing, the light was looking bluish, so many factors played out and you fell. And as the act happened, now you are about to feel sorry and feel battered. That blood that was shed in that premise, that blood becomes a voice that always contradicts any prayer you pray and say, Lord, when will I marry? The blood says she is married. I'm talking about covenants of blood. So I need you to know why many realities are the way they are. And I also need you to know the advantages you have in Jesus. Don't worry if you are angry already with me, thinking, what kind of service of guilt is this? The end is not guilt. Lord, I want a man who can love me, who will call me the blood. Say, shut up, you have a man. Father, rakatakata. And the blood just stay like, you know, the blood is a person. The blood just stay like, it's looking at you. When you are through, you say, you don't finish. That guy in Namso Street is your husband. You know the unfortunate thing? You don't want to marry that guy in Namso Street. Matters of the blood. So there will be many mistakes we are going to make. Many times we will fall short of the expectations of God. You will do many things that are a product of ignorance. And if Jesus' blood was not shed, we were doomed. Because anything that has blood on it has a signature on it. Anything with blood on it, words cannot change it. It will take blood to cancel what that blood is saying. So this is why God had to look for somebody whose life history has no blemish. So that when that blood is saying you keep quiet, another blood will be saying let us speak. So that when that blood is saying you shall die, another blood is saying I have died on in her place. And can I share something with you? for yourself, for your family, for your loved ones, and the children that the Lord will give to you. Anytime you sense the activity of death, invoke the blood quickly. Can somebody shout the blood of Jesus? I know you are always calling the name, but there are battles that only the blood can fight. Anytime death rises as a principality, you seize the finger of death. Quickly plead the blood. The blood is a symbol of death. And in Hebrews, it is appointed unto men once to die. You have died. So if death comes to you, if he sees the blood says death has already visited and you cannot visit twice. You know what you do when you're on the sick bed? The blood. The sickness is a procedure of death that is trying to catch up with a man. There are measures of death already happening. Now the man is saying, no more appetite, weakness everywhere. I can't move my limbs. He was not like that before. Now death is gaining expression. What do you plead in such a case, saints of God? I plead the blood. I plead the blood. Wake up in the night and a spirit of fear is everywhere. Something just start echoing to you. Are you sure you will see the next day? You will die this night. Don't anything you want to say against that thing, it will be worried. Look for the tool that spirits call mighty. The only thing that the spirit of death cannot challenge is the blood. Can I share something with you? When they were fighting the great war in the celestial realm, in Revelation chapter 12 verse 11, he says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. He who? Satan and all the principalities that fell with him. And part of those who were fighting with Satan in his camp was the spirit of death. And when it is time to overcome all the strength of this kingdom of rebellion, they say they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And what? The words of their testimony. See, for the sake of time, I will not dwell on the words of our testimony. Maybe I'll touch it small. But my emphasis is the blood. The blood that makes even high-ranking angels to turn their back. This is the blood that is the lawyer for anybody who has a court session. I know you are trying to, if guilt ever comes to you, plead the blood of Jesus. I'm feeling pain around somewhere in my body. My organ is failing. The blood of Jesus. Suddenly, organ is forced to recuperate again because death has been given a card that you have visited here before. Don't come back again. And if a man has died in Jesus, why do men die again? I'll tell you why. The only reason why God's people perish now is not wickedness, it's not Satan, it's not even the powers of the elements of darkness. It is lack of knowledge. Because knowledge spiritually is like a cloth that you wear. Every spirit know what you know by your appearance in the spirit realm. So if they see a man that is guarded with the revelatory power of the blood, there is something on your garment spiritually that shows that you know something about death. So death looks at you and moves. The man who is without knowledge about that thing, in the day of evil, he'll be doing guesswork. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you say in your word, Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire is for consecration, for God's sake. I know you think because fire is hot physically, that fire is the most wicked thing. Fire is not a tool. The idea for fire, every time you see the representation of fire as touching the covenants of God, it is to consecrate men for service. So cloven tongues of fire is appearing on the head of righteous men, not evil men. Consecration. He will baptize men with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Consecration. In the day of wickedness, Nigerian film and Nollywood have civilized you. Then you shout, Holy Ghost! And you think the demon will respond, fire! And nothing. We have weighty weapons. Mighty weapons that has brought down giants. The blood of Jesus. Some of you will lay hands on the sick and all you are going to say is, the blood of Jesus. us, as simple as it is, you have found the password, the blood of Jesus. Auntie, this person is dying, you know, what do we do? Give her the phone, and you know what you invoke? The blood of Jesus. You don't invoke it from a point of fear. You know that death happened for this blood to be secured. There was somebody that had to die so that I can have this blood. So if you call that blood, death knows that he did something unfair many thousands of years ago. He took somebody that he was not supposed to take. Remember, it is the wages of sin that is supposed to be death. Why is a man that has no sin, why did he die? God planned that so that if the one without sin has died, the ones with sin will be exempted. Because one day will come when this is the only way he rose from the underworld. When they check the pages of the account of the life of men, and they check to look for what point, you know, the spirits are wicked. They are looking for things to start mocking him with. And when they check, they didn't see any compromise throughout his history of 33 years. That's when Satan knew that, we made a mistake. The Bible says, if they knew, they would not have crucified the King of Glory. The point where they realized it was too late. He was already in the underworld, and he was gisting with their Noah by then. And Noah was asking him question: are you really sure that we're going to leave this place? He said, just watch me. Watch what I will do very soon. Because the underworld is only reserved for those who have been bound by sin. And sin is the doorway to hell. So there was an apology written from the realms interacting. And they sent an apology to Zion and said, there is a misstep somewhere. We are very sorry. Somebody is here that is not supposed to be here. But you see, the reason why he spent 3 days in the underworld was because he was civilizing all the patriarchs that died before him. He was showing them the revelatory power that will help them translate with him when he is resurrecting too. So scripture says, and when he resurrected, graves were cracked open, and men saw their long dead relatives walking the streets of Jerusalem. He did not rise alone. They could not rise all alone. Jesus did not give them power. He gave them light. Awake, thou that sleepest. Arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. It is that kind of light. God did not wait until you die, and he's giving you now. And so, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy power? Do you know the greatest threat of Satan is, I will kill you. There is nothing more than that in this world. I will kill you. What then happens when you have overcome that threat? When you have realized that my life cannot be taken, I am the one to lay it down. I will live till I'm tired, and I will call my children and bless everybody. Then by myself, I will tell the Lord, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Like Abraham, we are going to call our children and bless them. Like Jacob, we will speak over them the things that will befall them, and we will sleep in peace. None of us will be crossing a road and a car will hit you by mistake. You cannot die unplanned. It's not possible. Even if that car hits you, it will somersault. You know why? See, there are revelations that fortify men. You are in the car and the car is somersaulting. It somersaulted 13 times. Every other person died and you came out without a scratch. Who is this that cometh out of the wilderness like a pillar of smoke? You are death by revelations. It is these things that will become your garment in the evil day, when war will break upon a nation. For such a time as in our nation now, where death clicks upon anybody he looks upon, because the reckless riders of wickedness have multiplied their numbers. Now you will find out you need revelations to guard yourself. This is not about my GO picture in front of your car. It is the blood that is your safety. I have seen many cars in accident with GO picture. If you like, wear one chain that has a picture in your chest again. As close as that picture is to your chest, when death comes to look upon you, that picture is not a security. Because even the owner of that picture will account. Do war with real tools. This is why spirit laugh at some of us. They see you sweating, but you are sweating in ignorance. And you are just saying, hey, nobody will die if I be a man of God. Who told you it's about you? That if I be a man of God, if death answers you, you will fall. It's a principal spirit. You see, unless I'm not God, I am a wall. Which wall? Jesus is the wall. You take the blood to war. And in the days where your strength fail you, quickly hide inside the blood. I feel a need to introduce another concept. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. That the righteous will not have time to walk, they will run into it. The reason for running is to teach us how to use the name. The name is for emergency purposes. In those days where you don't have the opportunity to fast for 3 days, where there's no opportunity to go and prepare before you come and face the enemy. So while you are coming as Emmanuel with all of his helplessness, in the name of Jesus means I leave Emmanuel and I entered into the body of Jesus. For that case, I become Jesus. That case, allow you to be Jesus forever, but in that name, suddenly witches came to torment me through the night, and I shouted in the name of Jesus. Then they realized that they are on top of Jesus. An apology starts immediately. In the name of Jesus. He says the righteous runneth into it. You will not have time to walk. So the name is an emergency tool. It's an emergency tool. Do you know why in the middle of serious tension, you hear people shouting, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It is their spirit that was invoking emergencies. I knew those of us who were Christians in a bus one day. The bus wanted to do U-turn. Then the steering now lose this thing. Then instead of the U-turn, we're now heading for that media separator. So I heard over like 17 Jesus inside the bus. In my mind, I said, wow. You know what happened there? Guys, you can hear me say amen.
Amen.
Have you ever seen a scene where a plane wants to crash and people are putting on parachute quickly? Eh? That Jesus you are hearing is different people that are changing to Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So the only person that is exposed is the person who forgot to call Jesus quick. And I knew that even though that car hit something, anybody who calls that name in Revelation. So that is why he says, the righteous, not just anybody. The righteous can run into him. And inside that name is safety. Lastly, before we go, the same way a young child can just be minding his business and somebody can bring a small material of contact. And for me, I define that method as a contact point. Either biscuit, or they give you one meat, you eat it. On the basis of what you have accepted, a coven that should have no business to have the ability to summon your spirit, they will hit a gong for announcement and your spirit will appear among those who should come and do meeting. And Hollywood have bastardized our knowledge and told us, you know, we think in the meetings of witches, they have glass cups where they share blood and pass it around on a tray. They have ushers among them that there are people at the back seat saying, he never reached me, you know, and all that. If you know the realm where wickedness is concocted from, in that realm, the witch can be lying down on the bed with the husband is seeing his wife. She's in meeting already. Okay, so that I'll be balanced, because you guys think I'm attacking ladies now. The wizard can be sleeping on the bed and his wife will think her husband is with her, but he's already in meeting, like the meeting is holding somewhere. There are witches under the heated interaction of confession. They said that their transport tool is granite back. They are laughing, but you see that this granite, she flies with good granite back. There's a witch that makes sure that her father's car was spoiled based on the activity of spiritual technicians. So the car was parked. All she was trying to do was secure a meeting space inside the fuel chamber, fuel tank of the car. That's the headquarters of meeting. So in the heated interaction of deliverance, she said, "Car." Well, she's the one that spoiled the car, and because they want to be meeting inside the fuel tank. You know, you like anything your eye cannot see, anything you cannot touch, you cannot handle, you don't believe it. Now you are passing a car and 500 people are inside one small fuel tank. That night that you close your door, you carry sakata, you push the sakata like this, you carry this one, you did. The people who can do meeting inside fuel tank, they will pass through the small hole that is between, hi, Jesus. You think you are safe. Safety is not by all those things. Somebody after doing that, he now stand up again and say he off the light so that you are offing light. You think witches need light to see? Mind you, the powers that rule the night, they are spirits. A man did all these things and he forgot to pray and then he slept. You didn't close the real door spiritually. Your door spiritually is open. Anything can come and do what he wants. And when they finish, people have closed the door, closed everything. They died inside that room with the door closed. So neighbors had to break the door to remove their dead bodies. Because the things that entered didn't need doors. Let me share something with you so that we pray and go. Tonight is an initiation service. And we are being initiated into the Zoe life. Before initiation happened, people must eat something. Or you will drink something. And today, you will eat something. there are kids in our midst, so the things I'm saying is scary for them. Don't worry, yeah. There's no initiation, huh? When you eat the communion, this is what it. That death of Jesus you have been talking about, that spirits claim that you know. Inside the communion, the communion makes you one with anything you commune with. So inside the communion, the blood of Jesus is substituted for your own blood. And inside the communion, the body of Jesus that has been broken, your own body, anything faulty in your body, they will carry everything and say it is for the sake of this one that was broken. This is why everything in your body is supposed to be on this. Your blood. And I shared with us in Leviticus, right? Chapter 17, verse 11. He says, the life of the flesh is in the blood. Can you bow your heart 1 minute and ask the Lord? Lord, give me encounters. Change my story tonight. You know why all the curses that has haunted your bloodline based on the conversations of blood, the different narratives of blood that are crying, why they will break? The curses can break because cursed is he that hung on a tree. There is somebody's body that was kept on a tree. Please, I beg you, pray. Want to plead the blood now. You want to lay hands on yourself and say the blood of Jesus. Hey, lay hands on that head. Lay hands on your heart. Put your hands on that head and speak to that mind that is telling you those negative things, telling you that you will not live long. Somebody will want to plead the blood of Jesus. Kai. It is on this day that men go to war. Because the tools of warfare
has been made available. The valley is where your fathers fell. Suddenly the weapons that brings giant down has been given to your hands. Now you know why you cannot die. You know why sickness cannot prosper in your body. Alas, kamera kompen nemike, erwa kapro sofe matala, rata kaprosko prente fezit katabala, endrosko prente vento komenala, jepepepepepe kosoko kopragata, ragan kaprando kopi ragana tena manekote, jebrenske prendo bonata.
This is my body offered for you, and as you eat me, remember me. This is my body broken for you, and as you sickness.
been offered to a deity, and now I am a sacrifice. The life that I live is not my own. I've been offered to a deity, and now I am a sacrifice. The life that I live is not my own. Of prayer, the ushers will lead us. As you are praying, be declaring the things that must live your life, be declaring the things that must happen, and engage the communion and watch wonders tonight. Holy Ghost, as you have conscripted bodies for yourself here, through the ministry of this exercise, I declare by the power of the Spirit, from the left to the right, from the back to the front, I declare and I decree, ushers go around. Holy Ghost, touch! 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 Altar, leave fire upon your altar. Asthma. By the body of Jesus that has been broken, I command spirits of infirmity, HIV, cancer, hepatitis, blood conditions, heart failures, organ failures. At the count of three, I command the spirit of infirmity, loose them and let them go. 1, 2, 3, now. Now, everywhere. Spirit of infirmity, loose them, ushers, help them. Loose them. I break the hold of sickness. Every sick body, I command healing now in the name of Jesus by fire. See the fire of the Lord. See the fire of the Lord burning everywhere. Now I challenge ancient altars serviced by covenants of blood, whether by mistake or intentional, that has been limiting the lives of people. I release grace upon every hand lifted, and I prophesy altars of iniquity, altars of wickedness. At the count of three, we are going to shout Jesus, and there will be massive deliverance here. 1, 2, 3, right now. Now, by fire. By fire. Help them. Now. By fire. By fire. By fire. By fire. Now. You hear the sister's testimony. Spirit was husband has been coming to torment her life after one encounter with fire. She went back and she says, till today, I have been waiting for it. It cannot come back again. Today, one more time, by the fire of the Lord, I declare every element, every agency that is tormenting your life, that is by the fire of the Lord, at the count of three, we are going to shout Jesus. One, two, three, right now. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Strokes, strokes. Now by the hand of the Lord, I declare strength. Strength enters that limb. Strength enters that body. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Please do something with me now before we go. Lay your hands on anywhere there is a challenge. Anywhere there's a challenge, and all you need to do is shout amen. Now I declare by the hand of God, by the power of the Spirit, by the stripes of Jesus, I command the spirits of infirmity to remove their hands from the lives of God's people. I declare, let afflictions be broken. Now I decree from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. See Jesus touching people. See the hand of God. Ushers, go around, please. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Perform your merchandise. Holy Ghost, like a man of war, spread yourself in this place. Let yokes be broken, chains fall off. That pain around the chest, pain around the chest, leave that body now in the name of Jesus Christ. Pain in the back, help them. Pain in the back. I command you, leave their bodies now in the name of Jesus. The spirit of death. The spirit of death that is hovering around somebody here, that is around you trying to create an awareness of death. At the count of three, we are going to shout the blood of Jesus. Some of you will stand in the gap for your loved ones. That sick person in the house, you will stand in the gap for them. Are you ready now? One, in the name of Jesus. Two, in the name of Jesus. Three, right now. Jesus. Help them. Help them. The blood of Jesus. Just follow me as God gives me direction.
In the next 5 minutes, we'll be out of here. But the worship team will do something very strategic now. It's an instruction the Lord has given me. They are going to lead us in 5 minutes of intense praise. Look, listen. It's not just for excitement. It's a weapon of war. You are going to dance your way out of every negativity, every situation of shame, of pain. You will dance your way into your breakthrough. After this dance, that sickness will not be there again. You will look for that pain. You will not find it anymore.
To God, we trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AnakazoMissionInternational.AMI or join us on our Telegram channel at Anakazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.